This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Back at the Advanced Selling Podcast, Bill Caskey here.
Brooke Green here.
I am so delighted to have you here on the podcast today. Brian's out of town, out of the country, off the planet, but he will be back next week. We are here to talk about a topic that we're going to tell you up front that this may not be appropriate for you. Not that there requires mature audiences or anything, but that this topic is really specifically for non-salespeople, accidental salespeople. You've heard us talk about those folks. And so we're going to talk about a topic today that appeals to them and applies to them. It may not apply to everybody else, but then again, it might.
So we define accidental salespeople as professional services folks, or project managers, lawyers, accountants, people that have a skill but have never been taught how to make money at that skill necessarily. But if you think about it, even those of us that are what we would consider frontline salespeople or true salespeople, we kind of accidentally became those.
Absolutely.
I've never heard any like 8-year-old child say, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a policeman, I want to be a salesperson, you know. So
yeah,
I think it's kind of for everybody.
So really for all of us are to some level or another accidental in that this is where we find ourselves today. And it might be on purpose that you're here, but you kind of got into it in an accidental way.
Right.
It could be those things that she talked about where you represent technical expertise. You could be a subject matter expert. You could be an entrepreneur, someone who I think you were telling me about a class that one of your friends gives for entrepreneurs and how she always puts 8 things up on the board, one of which is sales. And nobody ever picks that as something they want to know more about. And yet, what else is there for an entrepreneur?
Right. She calls it sort of mandatory skills you need to have as an entrepreneur. And she said nobody has ever voluntarily picked it. What they don't know going in is that it is the one that she has picked. So until they conform to her belief, it's going to be a really long
She's going to railroad them into that, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the topic today has to do with maybe how an accidental salesperson carries oneself in the sales process. And I think the thing that I see a lot of times is we have subject matter experts, and I work with a fair number of engineers and accountants and some attorneys over the years. And I think there is this feeling that I need to somehow change, that I need to not be who I am, and instead of being who I am, be that sales type that I've seen operate. And I don't like the way they operate, don't like what they do, but that's the only thing I know how to model. Do you see that?
I do. I seem to be the magnet for accidental salespeople, maybe because I was one. Still am one.
R1. Is one. You is one.
I is one. But yeah, actually one of my, probably the client I'm most juiced about right now is an accidental salesperson. And he's learning and going through the growing pains of going from a subject matter expert to sort of the face of his company to a certain group of folks in their market. He's going through this right now. So it's been really fun and rewarding to watch him kind of figure it out.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that idea of having to change your ways or change who you are. You know, to define the problem, if I have to change who I am, I'm going to be probably more concerned with how I look to someone than what they're saying, what the prospect is saying. And so there's that self-consciousness that happens if I pay too much attention to how do I act, what do I say, how do I shake hands, all that kind of stuff. So do you want to start with your tips or anybody to start?
I'll start.
All right.
If it's okay.
Go.
So one of the things I've been talking to with my guy, and I'm going to call him by his name. His name's Rob.
Okay.
Hey, Rob. Just a really great guy, and people love him. They love him because he's a problem solver. By nature, he's just the guy that solves problems. So he's very comfortable reaching out to people he doesn't know whose names pass over his desk because they're working on a project or something. He has no problem picking up the phone and calling them and saying, hey, Julie, you know, I noticed you're doing this project and you're struggling and here's what I do and I can help you. So then we tell him, because you're so good at relationships, we think you'd be great really getting out there and causing relationships to happen.
Screwed him up.
Oh, God. I might as well, like, you know, stuck a pencil in his eye. So he took it like the man that he is. And what's happened is I tried to sort of back off that a little bit because I realized the minute we said it, it was like, oh, I shouldn't have said
you
that.
You changed him, yeah.
Right. The look of panic quickly passed across his face. I said, Rob, it's really more about having the conversations you're having but being more intentional about them. To which he said, okay, I still don't know what you want me to do. And I said, well, instead of just talking about that particular project, which is great, maybe it's an opportunity to educate them on the other things that you help people with in that moment. So you call Julie back just like you always would, and you say, hey, Julie, I noticed you're working on this project. I know you're struggling with this. Here's how I could help you. By the way, we also help a lot of people in your position with these three other things. So if I can ever be of assistance, or you know of anybody else that I should know, don't hesitate to call me or shoot me an email. So it's just that extra little thing.
And it's so simple.
Yeah. It's just thinking a little bit bigger about it.
Yeah.
And that has helped him a little bit, and we're still working on it, of course. And it really, we can all be more intentional. We all get busy, and suddenly things become checking him off a list. I need to call Julie back. I need to do this.
Yeah.
And it's really just stopping for a second and offering the value that you bring, which is your expertise, which you have so much of as an accidental salesperson. We don't want to suck the life out of that.
Right. But it's the point of view. If I have the point of view like he did before, where the person on the other end of the line is a human being that has problems that I may be able to help with, that's different than if I have the perspective of they're a target account that I've got to go fire upon and shoot and slay and drag in.
Correct.
And I think it's the perspective. So the key is, how do you become intentional about that but still not lose the perspective? This is still a human being we're trying to help. We talk about that all the time around here when we are in the process, when we have clients in the sales process. And that is, what are we doing to help them? What kinds of problems do they have? And are we a resource or are we a sales agent?
Correct.
And we want to be the other. Okay,
right.
Good. Here's another one, and you touched on a little bit, is this idea of accepting yourself as is, and that you're not less than anybody else or more than anybody else. Because I know a lot of times the accidental sales team will go out with the sales team. Maybe it's a sales engineer and a business development person. And I think sometimes they feel like they kind of take a back seat because they say, well, this is the business development person. They know what they're doing here. I'm just going to sit back. And yet you give away all your power, because your real power comes in your knowledge and expertise and how you look at things. Even your perspective can be powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of peas. Glad I'm not popping today. I think that accepting yourself as is, and I was telling you before we started, I came up with this little diagram, which we'll actually post on the website, advancedsellingpodcast.com. But it talks about the fundamental shift. And remember, we talked about how you see the world. Do you see it from a place of abundance? How you act in the world? Do you operate from a place of high intent, which you talked about? The buyer-seller dance, how do we see that? Do you position yourself properly, and can you detach? In other words, are you too eager, are you too hungry, or can you detach? But in the center of those, we have these two. One's called self-respect, and one's called self-efficacy. Self-efficacy is just, do you think you're competent at something? Do you think you're efficient at it? And even if you are efficient, like at sales, but you don't think you are, you're probably not going to be able to get into this abundant attitude because you still see yourself as someone less than who you are. But self-respect really is the thing here that, you know, to me, it is what it says it is, respecting yourself, not just who you are, but the knowledge you have, and believe that it has a place in the world, mm-hmm. and believe it has a place in the prospect's office. And that's why I like the idea we get a lot of times, well, I'm brand new in sales, and I'm a technical seller, and I don't really understand. I just had a call today. Don't really understand the technical aspects of what I'm selling. And I always say, well, what difference does that make? Well, what if it's just about the customer? Because now you're going to be taking in this worry that you don't have all the answers.
Right.
And it's really more important that you find out what the answers are from your customer. And so that kind of relieves the pressure a little bit, I think.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I kept thinking about, one of my clients uses the phrase a lot, I feel like a little kid at the big kid's table.
Wow.
I love that, because it's an instant visual.
It, yeah.
And I think my friend Rob is kind of going through that as well. He's now getting invited into these high-level meetings with people that he's only seen their names on letterhead and cards. And
billboards.
Yeah, exactly.
And marquees.
Yeah, exactly. But he's had that feeling a lot too. And I just keep saying, dude, you've got so much to bring to the
table. Do you call him dude?
I do call him dude.
Okay, that's good to know.
Sorry. You guys probably won't ever hear from me again now that I call my clients dude. That self-respect thing is
that's
a huge.
That's exactly what that is.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing that drives me crazy, which is such a blatant disregard of that self-respect, is, hey, Bill, can I come in and see you? It'll only take me 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It'll only take 5 minutes. Really? Why would I want to see them? What you got to say can be fit into 5 minutes.
All your value can be fit into 5 minutes. Think about, it's who you call on that's determined by your self-respect. Do you deserve to call on the CEO, or are you okay with purchasing or a assistant-to-assistant purchasing, because mm-hmm. that's where you're supposed to show up?
Right.
So, I mean, it's really both. We're not talking necessarily about jumping over the purchasing, but it's really a both and. It's everyone. But if I don't have the self-respect, I'll probably end up defaulting to a lower level.
Right. Well, and I think even self-respect, it's not worrying what the titles of those people are. It's who has these problems and who cares that I can potentially fix them. I don't care if it's the janitor or,
exactly.
or the CEO or both. I need to know both of them.
Yeah. And really, it gets back to your initial issue of targeting and the perspective we have. It's still another human being. It might be the VP of sales. It might be a salesperson. It might be the janitor. But it's a human being who has influence and whose perspectives we can get something out of by learning that. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of speaks to the accidental salesperson is you have a perspective that's wrapped up in the technical or in the process and the mechanics of things, and that's very valuable. The CEO of another company, you might be the perfect person for him to talk to.
My other thing that I wrote down that I think is really important is not losing the process that you
bring. I don't think
bring.
We're ready for – we ready for? Are we ready for that? Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Sorry.
Number four.
I got excited.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
You did.
So not only did he lose – you guys are just going to think that I just really screwed this guy up. I swear to God, I'm helping him.
Is this the same guy?
Same guy, right? I know.
How many clients? You have more than one client.
It doesn't sound like it, does it? Yeah, I'm a loser. That's why I'm here.
But with a lot of self-respect.
That's right. So not only when I said, you know, be intentional, and he looked at me like he was going to puke, but then I said, don't lose your process. Because what started happening in is we said, you know, you're now the face of the company within this organization that they're on site with, and so then it started like this shotgun approach, like I'm just going to call everybody I know and talk to everybody I've ever heard their name, and which, you know what, that's great.
Yeah.
I appreciate the excitement around it, but now he has no idea what he's doing because he totally lost his process. So don't lose that. One of the gifts that subject matter experts have or project type people or technical folks that a lot of salespeople don't have is organizational skills and looking at things like step one,
sequence,
step two,
sequential,
step three. And he was great at that as a project manager. And now I've kind of
The dude screwed up.
I've screwed the dude up. But we're really going back to that. So let's just write it down. And it's just a framework. This is how you do it every time.
Yeah.
So you help them with a project, then you call them back, and then you do this, and then you do that. And so I think we're starting to get his own little system,
good,
which is what you need. So that was the other thing that is so important that I think people tend to lose.
Yeah. Well, we've got a special website we'd like you to go to, and many of you have heard about this if you've listened to the podcast before. Go to accidentalseller.com, accidentalseller.com. There are a handful of videos there. Put in your email address and first name. And if you have somebody else in your company, maybe they are project managers or customer service, or maybe it's your manager, by all means, have them all watch these videos. They really are designed to train. They're not pitch videos. There's access to a program if you want to participate at the end of them. But these three videos really are chock full of ideas and ways to start to reframe yourself. So go to accidentalseller.com and sign up for the video. I think you'll be very well helped, even if you're not an accidental, even if you're a full-fledged frontline staff line salesperson. I never understood the difference between staff and line. Did you?
No.
Okay. So I could say staff
and
line.
Maybe somebody out there can help us.
Do you understand the difference between protagonist and antagonist? Oh, you weren't here for that.
Well, I could say yes, but then you're going to make me do it right now, and then I'll panic.
Well, the antagonist is the person in a story who goes against the – it's the antagonist.
It's what you're doing to me right now.
Exactly. Exactly. And I, on the other hand, am watching the protagonist operate with the dude, with Rob the dude. Hey, I've enjoyed it. We're going to come back. The next time we're together, it'll be the Advanced Selling Podcast live event.
Yes, it will.
At the Jazz Kitchen.
The three Bs.
Which happens on October the 12th. It's a Friday. We've been trying to figure out a way to stream this to the world, but I'm not sure we're going to be able to do that. But if you're in Indianapolis or within a few hours, make sure you go to advancedsellingpodcast.com and click on the button, and we'd love to see you for lunch and a little training.
Great.
See you next time.
Thanks.
Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast, presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to iTunes.